This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See you live off the record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you wish to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. I can hope that you are doing well today. The lines are wide open today, folks. Wide open. Whatever sensible the Lord laid on your heart to speak about, we are going to speak about that today. If any questions you might have, please feel free. All I ask is that you be reasonable, sensible, and decent in your dialogue today. But it's wide open. I'm talking about wide open. If you want to talk about Trump and Kamala Harris, let's go right ahead. We can talk about that. If you want to talk about 10 years, the prime minister says it might take to clear up the backlog of murder cases we have in the country. If that is so, and we continue at the clip we are on at 100 plus murders per year, that's like 1,000 more murders to add and cases perhaps to add to the already significant backlog. If you want to talk about that, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about Alukaya and pending maybe 2 weeks, maybe deal, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about leader of the opposition asking about the government, saying that the government needs to speed up the trials, we can talk about that. In other words, whatever is on your mind, we can talk about that. All right, so the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I think that when it comes to the crime issue in the country, I think, like in particular when it comes to murders and reducing those, I think that we are not able at this time to do much. I think that we don't have a strategy, an idea, a plan like this one and it has been this case for a long time, is out of our hands. So let me be honest. I don't think that the Progressive Liberal Party administration has a strategy or plan to do anything about it. I don't think so. I've heard all the words. I've heard all of the zero tolerance and all that kind of stuff. But we're having no impact, no real impact on the situation. I don't believe that the Free National Movement has a plan. I don't, I can be honest with you. And I think that successive Free National Movement administrations have demonstrated saving and except for perhaps the Minnis administration. I don't think there is a strategy or a plan. I don't think so. I don't. And we always resort to the same set of stuff. We typically resort to the same set of stuff, right? The same set of rhetoric. Same set of stuff. They haven't worked. They have not worked. We've made bail more difficult to get. So we have talked about what was the phrase now? Swift justice. It's work. We talked about the things we need to do with the this and the that. Put more police on the streets. Task force this, task force. It hasn't worked. And maybe it hasn't worked, as most things tend not to do, because we don't know what is driving the issue, or what is driving the issue is in our capacity to bring to a halt, because they are so personal, so private, so secret, so beyond our ability to do anything about. And that shouldn't make anyone feel put back in any way. I always say to people, and I mean this with all my heart, if you are a believer in God, if you are a believer in the Bible as history, where Almighty God put two people in the garden in wonderful circumstances, they had children. Both of them were employed. They had both their parents with them, and they had a God who actually interacted with them on a regular basis. One of them got ticked off because God apparently favored his little brother's offering more than his. And he had a conversation with God after he was God said to him, "Why are you mad? If you did well, you would have been okay." And he left his conversation with God. He gonna kill his little brother. I wonder what was wrong there. No swift justice. Was that the problem? No hanging. Was that the problem? What was the problem there? No employment opportunities. Was that the problem? What was the problem? They didn't have, it was a single parent involved. There was no belief in God involved. They didn't believe in God. They didn't pray to God. They didn't commune with God. What was the problem there? Some issues are so personal to the human condition. Even the God of creation either couldn't or didn't or wouldn't stop people from acting out their desires, however wicked, evil it was. So I don't get abundantly flustered about all the crimes and evils that we do in this world. Not all, because at the end of the day, and I can't blame the government and the police and them for all the crimes and stuff that happen. But we keep talking about crime, the government, the politicians, we keep talking about it as if it's something that all you need is a change in government and we could get that fixed. We don't change government after change government and we ain't get it fixed yet. So that's why I think honestly, I'm saying I'm inviting the opposition, and I'm inviting the government, and I'm inviting all the opposition parties. Let's try to be more, let's try to be, I didn't say more, I take back now. Let's try to be really thoughtful, not reactive, not gotcha politics kind of way, not this a good wicket for me to punch the government or punch the opposition on. Let's try to be thoughtful about what is happening in the way of men, because that's mostly what's happening. Men are murdering men. When black men are murdering black men in the Bahamas mostly, and young black men are mostly murdering young black men in the Bahamas, and young black men in Nassau are murdering young black men in Nassau mostly, and young black men in urban Nassau are mostly murdering young black men in urban Nassau. That's what's happening. You take those characteristics out of the murder rate of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, black, male, young, urban Nassau, and you reduce murder by more than 80%. So we have a young, black, urban Nassau male issue when it comes to murder in the Bahamas. And male isn't the reason for it, because the why somebody kills doesn't start with the fact that there is male. It doesn't start with the fact that there is this or that. It starts with a person is willing, in exercise of what anger issue they have or whatever issue they have, to take a life. That's a deep, 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 deep-seated problem issue. Deep-seated. And it is as old as humanity itself. The willingness of a human being, a male in particular, who kill another male is as old as creation. It's how old it is. If we believe the Bible to be history, it's as old as Cain and Abel. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, and it hasn't stopped yet. Now, for some reason, though, don't get vexed at me. Don't get mad at me. For some reason, it is intense within communities of young males in particular, communities of young black males in particular, communities of young uneducated black males in particular, and communities of uneducated black, not financially well-off males in particular. You check it out your own self if you wish. Murders committed by white males in this country are few. Murders committed by educated black males are few. Murders committed by rich or well-off blacks in this country are few. Committed by older, meaning 40 or above, black males are few. Murders committed by family island black young males are few. So I don't wish to have too many words coming from our leadership that will not think through the dynamics of what is taking place within a segment of our male population in this country, and it is not most, even the black, not so well off, uneducated male, even the vast majority of them do not commit murder. They do not. That happens to be the characteristic predominantly of the ones that do, but most of the people who share that characteristic do not commit murder, not given to violence, are not giving themselves over to violence. There is, from within that group, though, a segment willing to go that direction. And I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear more police on the street. I don't want to hear more do some of the bail act. I don't want to hear we need a hang, etc. Because those are like butt reactions to seeing. They are not born of study, not born of general reason. Just like they are what the bloodthirsty have thrown out to them for blood to ease their anxious minds. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, right here, man. How are you?
Okay, your last statement, statements kind of indicate that we have an idea as to where the problem is in terms of a particular demographic. Especially in terms of who is killing who. I mean, would you say that?
But you and I live in the same country. We're watching the same things play out. You tell me.
Okay. All we need to do is to do a profile on the 170 men, I guess, young
that's,
men.
That's been done. The University of the Bahamas has published studies about that.
Okay. And we know without a doubt that they come from a particular demographic.
There's no question about it. We know that most of the perpetrators and most of the victims are males, and we know that most of the perpetrators and most of the victims are black males. We know that most of the perpetrators and most of the victims are young black males, and we know that most of the perpetrators and most of the victims are young black males who live in Nassau.
Yes, and who are, I guess, in a sense, have been underprivileged or not been given the tools to, move forward as they should.
Not been given the tools? What do you mean, not been given the tools?
Okay.
Do you have tools?
Yes.
How did you get them?
Well, I hit the road when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
And those tools were acquired by me. Through hard work.
Acquired, exactly. Acquired by you, not given so much as acquired, right?
Yeah. But even in this case,
mm-hmm.
when we had our problem in the 80s, and the social promotion thing, came about, we had persons who came, who came through, I guess the school system especially, and they kind of left school not equipped.
But thousands and thousands of black males came through social promotion. Thousands and thousands of black males are not committing murder.
Yes, but there is only a particular demographic you are pointing to, as in the causes or the cause of what they're going through now.
Yeah, I just gave you the same demographic, though. So I'm saying speaking to your point, that black males
went
through social promotion.
Let me make a point.
I don't mind you making your point, though. But if I see you running into a car, I can pull you.
I'm not
going to
do that. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, then don't run into the car. Then. Go ahead.
Okay. we have a situation now where persons who came through the system, you know, they are now having children. And as you know, in most instances, you can only pass on to your children what was passed on to you. Now I find
okay.
that now for me especially in my struggle, one of the greatest challenges I had was to give to my children what was not given to me. Okay? And that is at the crux of this problem we have right now.
We don't know that to be true. We don't know that to be true at all. That's your opinion.
I live in the neighborhood. I live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but with the greatest respect to you, though. Listen, man, listen to me. Hold on. Listen, bro. Listen to me. On this show, I try to advance information that can be credible and useful. I respect that you could have an experience, but with the greatest respect to you, you and I do not get anecdotally declare anything to be so on the basis of our personal experience alone. Okay, if you say to me, if you just qualify what you said by saying my opinion, I'm good. But that's not what you're saying.
No, okay. Let's move it away from experience.
Okay.
Let's go up to Fox Hill Prison, you know, if you're in prison ministry. And you go up there and you speak to a number of the young men as to how they got there. More than half will tell you that it was because of a lack of family structure, a lack of them not being in a place where what they were supposed to get to equip them to walk this road was not given to them.
Does that
make sense to you?
Well, I mean, it doesn't not make sense, but it is what you say. I don't know it to be true.
No. It's not what I'm saying, Mr. Lang.
My brother, listen to me, my friend. Listen to me, okay? I am a creature of scholarship, okay? So let me explain to you. I have colleagues in the University of the Bahamas who spent time doing what is necessary to find out from the persons at Fox Hill Prison many of things about their backgrounds. They have published that. You're telling me you went and did an interview with a number of somebody is not the same as what they did. Okay, so you don't get to simply state something and expect me to accept it as fact without the benefit of the kind of study that helps me understand you have credible information. It can't happen that way.
Okay,
that's why I keep saying it. Nothing wrong with you saying this is what I believe. No, nothing wrong with that.
Okay. But you also, since you have access to empirical data, right?
You have the same access. It's published stuff.
No. I don't have the access that you have. Okay, don't play the game on
okay. me. Okay. My brother, let me tell you something. I have to go now. We have to take a break. Okay? I appreciate your calling. Thank you very much. Okay? Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef, That's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Did you know the city of Nassau started with Christ Church Cathedral? The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the beauty of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Junk Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Bring the kids to the Kitty Corner. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here, so see you there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us on Z Live, this open line show today. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So the gentleman who called just now, this is one of the things that I find so unsettling. I make the point to him that he has access to the published information by the University of the Bahamas. He says, no, you have access. I mean, just strong and dead wrong, right? So I go on the internet. I know he has access to the internet because he's quoting stuff from it. I text. This is what I text in Google. Fox Hill study by University of Bahamas. That's simple. Just those words. What do I get? I get a number of things that come up. The first one says, our prisoners, a collection of papers arising from a 2016 survey. Well, click on that. And then it has an icon for the paper. I click on that, and it is the entire paper right there. And he's telling me, no, you have access. No, I don't. I'm not the only one that has access. The University of the Bahamas prides itself in conducting these studies and making them available to the public. But sometimes we get so into our own selves, we won't listen. So now he can go and inform himself more simply by taking advantage of this available study. And the study has all kinds of data, distribution of the employment status prior to, the educational attainment of them. All this is right there. Not privileged for Chicago and his colleagues at the University of the Bahamas, or anyone who wishes to have the information. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I love your show for the knowledge. Please, I thought public knowledge / information is available for the public consumption. Not sure what the gentleman wants to imply. Exactly right. That's exactly why I did the exercise I did, because what they try to do is to pigeonhole you as some elite with elite access to information. And I wanted to do that exercise in within less than 1 minute. I was able to go and pull up this University of the Bahamas study on the internet by Google, where we get all kind of misinformation and good information. And that's the point. It's not privileged information. It's not you have access to. It's nonsense. It's we have access to the information. And if we use it, we don't have to run around saying how, well, I think this, or my experience was only that. And that's the only thing we get to lean on. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z. How you doing?
Hey, right here, my friend. How are you?
Everything good. I want to ask you a question, but I'll get touch on that for a little while. Like, yeah. I always say it's a personal decision, man. I only can talk for me coming up, growing up on the road and in the Bahamas as a young man. So ask him what happened to the chat in the prison with both parents then, married parents, what up there for married couples. I know friends, I know people who I grew up with good Christian homes and everything, and their children end up in the criminal activities and negative things. I really think it's a personal decision. Me coming up, I might do little mischievous things, but then to pick up a gun and go rob a shop, I say with my parents, I represent my parents, my old mom, my old lady, my grandmother, my uncle, I ain't no gun, man. I ain't doing that foolishness. I ain't going to rob no one. I ain't going to break in no one else, and I ain't going to kill no one. That was a personal decision for me, man. The devil is strong, and the devil is tempt us. Some of us just could give in to temptation. Some people are weaker to giving in to temptation to the devil. Christian background, and I tell you, know God, if God in your life, but if you don't know no God at all, then you're in trouble. But
listen to me for a minute. Hold on. Check this out, though.
All right.
You just said, if you know God, but didn't Keen have a conversation with God before he went and killed his brother?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you could know, but see that hate or anger played a role in that.
No, but that's my point. My point is, even knowing God can be overwhelmed by, as you say, anger or personal hate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. It's a personal decision of how far you want care that anger and that hate.
Exactly.
How far you want to go with that? Some people go as far as to kill. You see what happened to Malcolm Road yesterday, to a two brain loss. You see nowadays in this modern times, the anger and the hate, what level they're willing to take it to. They're willing to kill. Mm-hmm. More like back in the 70s, 80s, and go home and everyone feel good. No, I want to kill you. My objective is to kill. My only satisfied when you dead. That's the mentality nowadays.
Mind you, I wonder sometimes when we get angry, they say that sometimes, depending on how angry we get, they call it the limbic brain, It's like your animal brain. This is like the most ancient brain of yours kicks in, and it doesn't feed through your intelligence network. It's just instinctive. So when we get like that, we just want to lash out at somebody, right? Now, so we lash out, and maybe when I lashed out, I wasn't thinking you're going to die, but I said, me shove that knife in you, and the consequence was you died.
Right, exactly. Yeah, something like that. Or take a rock or something and bite you in your head. I'm so angry. You run me so hard, man. I just take something, bite you in your head, and you die. But then,
you know, remember they had that expression, your blood.
Yes. Yeah. But we have a lot of premeditated murders going on over here too. Not only type of murder, because with the gang, all right, well then, like the gentleman with the anchor, boy, you killed my boy. You killed nobody. The only penalty for you is death. You killed my boy, by so we ain't easing up until you dead. And unfortunately, boy, my heart really goes out to the fella when he was getting his car fixed and the other fella. When they come on the scene, I can take out everyone, not only to get you, whoever in the way getting smashed. I don't care who the baby in your hand, whatever. I want you.
My target is a premeditated. My aim is you kill my boy, and my only satisfaction is you get dead.
Yeah.
Now, the question I don't want to ask you is, if with CCA, if they lose the appeal, will it still be $1.6 billion or do they have to pay more?
Well, it depends. It depends on how the court rules, but I suspect it would be basically the same because it's only a review of the case.
Okay, okay. And I know you think the process, appeal process, that'd be about, what, 5-10 years?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It could be shorter. It could be longer. It all depends on the case management and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I agree with you, the temporary tags, man. The temporary, like what is being in the States, the paper card, what tag, because you could, from in the car, they could put the number in the computer and then see if it's straight or whatever. Something on it will make it legal.
Exactly.
You wouldn't know it fraudulent. And then, management. You got to develop that within yourself. Anger management. How far are you willing to go if you get angry? If you're just willing to go, walk it off, take a drive and cool off, drink a little bit of water and hold a meditation? Or how far are you going to take, you know, pick up something and kill someone? All right, have a nice afternoon, Z.
You too, brother. Thank you. Thank you. We did run past one of our breaks, so we're going to go take that now, producer, so that we pay our respects to our sponsors. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back for this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll up if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as dollars, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rf-empower.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. 426. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, that's why the Honorable Fred Mitchell says we don't need no Freedom of Information Act. Laugh out loud, just being mischievous. Okay. This text says, Bahamians have access to the studies or reports that came from the data, but not actual access to the empirical data to conduct our own analysis. The caller doesn't have access to the data, nor do we have access to his data. He offered an opinion that came from his data. The University of Bahamas offered an opinion from their data. The University of Bahamas did not share their data. They shared their reports from an analysis of their data. Reports are not data. That's nonsense talk. If you haven't looked at the study yourself that describes their methodology and what have you, this is absolute nonsense. I mean, you do studies, you get, wow. Man, let me tell you something. Sometimes a little bit, just enough knowledge to get yourself in trouble. I mean, that's just absolute nonsense talk, right? Did you read the study? Did you look at the study? You don't have the data? Well, you have the data because the data is right in the university. I mean, at the prison. All you need to do is go and do the primary research that the university did. They took the time and the resources to do so. You can do that if you want it. You can get the permissions to do so if you want it, if you qualify to do it. That's nonsense talk. Most people on planet Earth do not have the time, not equipped with the skill set to be able to go and do studies in this way. How many things you know and live by today because people give you the results of their studies? We have to stop dumbing down our society by speaking things that make no sense. That's just nonsense talk you're talking. He didn't provide any data. That's nonsense. He provided an anecdote about what he experienced. And all I said to him was, I wasn't dismissing it. I simply said, when you don't get to state facts, opinions as facts. You have to state them as opinions so that you qualify it. That's all I was saying to him. So no matter how fancy your talk is here, me, an educated soul, knows you are talking nonsense, absolute nonsense. And I'm not letting you get away with that. Folks, there are lots of studies out there. They are abundantly available. They are helping us every day to help improve our health, improve our education, improve our socializing, etc. Many of them do the same thing if they are scholarly studies. They give you the principal question of the research. They give you their methodologies. They give you disclosures about any conflicts of interest. And then they share the data that they collected. And then they give you the results or conclusions that they draw from it. That's not simply an opinion. That's not the same as Shivago holding an opinion about something. That's a different level of scholarly work. And you don't get to be dismissive of that by trying to string together words that sound intelligent. That's nonsense talk. This is a part of what is causing us so much difficulty in the world today. This, I call it undata. People like this person who tries to undermine the very serious work that people are doing to get credible information out there in the world simply because they have some angst about who got it, because they want people to respect their opinions more than or equal to the studied conclusions that people have arrived at. Studied conclusions can be refuted. They refute it every day. So another study, this was the flaw in that study. And that's fine. What that is another set of scholarly work following a piece of scholarly work to say that scholarly work is not the best out there. But I'm not giving your opinion. That's like me going to Dr. Robin Robbins to talk about my prostate issues. You having an opinion on it, and I'm saying I'm not listening to Dr. Robin Roberts? Really? Come on, man. Let's be real. It says, just inform the public if anything I said was contradicted by the study. I really wouldn't know. This says, good afternoon, Shivago. The Prime Minister is in Eleusa for the groundbreaking and contract signing for the health clinic in Palmetto Point, and he experienced firsthand the power outage that's been plaguing the island all year. They had to close some schools. Wow. Well, that's one way to get to see what people are going. Yeah, call, I got 1 minute. If you want, maybe you want to wait until we come back. Go ahead, caller.
No, Shivago, I'll wait. Then you come back and then you got to go to your 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You call right after. We'll be happy to hear from you.
I'll stay on hold.
Super. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to C-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion even after the news break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Republicans have seized on the president's comments. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Do we still have the caller on the line holding?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Shivago. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much for taking my call. Give my little 2 cents with regards to the temporary license plate.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's an excellent idea. However, if we don't have the legislation to enforce the existing concerns when it comes to persons driving around with no license plates and expired license plates, if the enforcement is in there, the legislation is in there to enforce the reasons why we should have the proper license plates.
What do you mean the legislation does not exist to enforce having no license plate?
Sorry, the legislation is too weak. Because I think it's just a fine of $50 or $100. Too much persons out there not driving with license plates. It's just too much. That means somebody isn't doing their job.
But you have people driving with no license plate because the road traffic department responsible for issuing license plates don't have any.
But that means they're not doing their job. Somebody ain't doing their job.
That's the point. That's why they give them a letter so that when the police stops them doing their job of enforcement, the police sees the letter and now understands why the person is in breach.
So someone could have a forged letter. Because they don't really look at the letter.
Come on, man. Seriously, you can't. If you want and I want, we could find a scenario to describe anything on planet Earth we want. The passports might be fake. The driver's license might be fake. The money might be fake. Of course, those are all possible. But that's not how we operate in the law in the Bahamas. On the face of it, this is what that means. On the face of it, unless there is reasonable cause to suspect that a document issued by a government agency is fraudulent, then you have to accept it on face value. And that's the job of the police.
I agree. What I'm saying is it's just too much persons driving around. It can't be that the place can't be that much in demand. to see every two cars or every three cars, no license plate.
We don't know what the problem is, bro. Listen to me. How hundreds and hundreds of cars do not have plates because the road traffic department can't issue them.
Drago, it ain't hundreds. It's got to be in the thousands.
Well, I was being conservative.
I can understand 100 people not having license plates. I can understand maybe 200 people are not having license plates. But every two or three cars that pass, one of them don't have no plate. And I know I'm in the same car over and over again.
But let me ask you a question. Have you been following this issue?
Yeah, I've been listening.
Brother, then you know that the road traffic department, I'm told that the minister said that they ordered 30,000 plates. 30,000. So if they ordered 30,000 plates, that means that there are, as you say, thousands of people who don't yet.
I can't understand that.
Initially, when
the plates were issued, the new plates that we have now, they had X amount of plates. As soon as it reached, in my opinion, as soon as it reached 50% of the inventory, someone should have started ordering the plates.
I don't think they should order plates.
I mean, the key is somebody here to roll for this problem.
You can't keep on saying
it's a problem and nobody is suffering the consequences of the problem.
I got you, bro.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, man. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm listening to you. Hello.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay, and I'm listening to this license plate thing. Now, I had a truck in my company's name, and I sold the truck, and I still have the plate. I'm wondering if the government would want to use those plates and probably give us a little stipend or a little gift certificate when we bring them in. And once they match up and line up with what we're saying and we can show who we are, they should reuse those plates because I'm not going to use them anymore.
Makes perfect sense to me, friend. Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, so a lot of people out there like that they sold. Because remember, the plates stay with you.
Yeah, turn the plate in. Say, listen, man, you get it originally for $150. I give you $50 for it.
Right.
You now have a plate.
Right. And you turn it in, show your ID. They do a sign thing, a letter, to put it in the computer so they could have records of it and how it came about.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Maybe reason not to do it, but I don't know it now.
Right. So they could say somebody call in and say something on it. I'm willing to turn in my plate because I just got it sitting down.
That makes perfect sense to me, my friend.
Okay, so I'll listen to see if anybody calling about that.
Yeah, man. Take care. This text says, read what I said again. You are saying that we should go get our own data. Did the University of Bahamas provide the data or report derived from the data? Did the University of Bahamas publish or share their data? I read the reports, but I did not have access to the data. I respect their methodology and explanation. Can I also use their data with my own methodology? Would the reports be identical? Listen to me, man. Just the mere fact that you are asking me the questions you are asking me tells me you are not a scholar. That's the reality. Just the mere fact that you are asking me these questions tells me that. So you carry right on smartly, please. Oh, boy. You were interested in doing any bombs and asked them if you could have access to their data, if you were really interested. But right now you want an argument with me because you said something that didn't make no sense. Say hello, Brother Z. When three are joined as one, there is something strange. Imagine three hitmen going around with high-powered weapons and never getting catch. They have systematically killed all these fellows on bail. Who is keeping tracking the guys on bail? Tell us, Brother Z. Well, I can't tell you tracking number. I assume that if you are on bail, there's some reporting requirement, and then you have some people who are on bail who also have the tracking device on them. So that's a part of the police responsibility. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Mr. Lang, I just want to play devil's advocate here. Because
sure,
the person
sure.
who keep talking about the data from UB and,
right.
And the data,
mm-hmm.
I think they should just go, because if you don't trust what their analysis is of their data, then I think the best thing for you to do, sir or ma'am, is to get your own data so you can come up with your own analysis, and then you
sure.
don't have to have the issue. I mean, to me, it's as simple
sure.
as that.
Sure, but you see,
how I see it.
I agree with you 100%, but also it is possible for you to go and request of the University of the Bahamas access to their data. But that's only somebody who's serious, not somebody who just wants to talk. A real scholar interested in getting information will go and make an effort. But now that I have this talk show, now we are talking about this issue. Now you're talking about the University of Bahamas and having access to the data, because the distinction is you have access to the report and the results of the data and not the data itself. That's just nonsense talk.
Mr. Lang, I take Panadol, right? And on the Panadol, it tells me what the side effects are. I don't have
right.
nothing to tell me what did they come
exactly.
how they come about that.
Exactly. Not only that, you look at how many things you and I are doing in this world that are the consequence of data, that you and I don't have access to the data. We flying around in people's planes that are flying because they use data to tell them what the engineering requirements are. And we don't go ask, can I have access to the data? We just go and
Mom,
fly.
Mr. Lang, even more than that, we ride around in these cars. They tell us what the braking speed limit is, what the braking speed
yeah.
distance is.
Exactly
on how they
right.
get come about to that. It's as simple
exactly
as that.
Exactly right.
If you don't trust what it says, then do your own thing. And
exactly.
I think that would cut a lot out.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. Thank you very much for calling. This text says, who are the surgical killers? They must have some training because they just vanish into thin air. Houdini killers. Okay. See, and now you are opining that studies could be wrong. I am opining that studies could be wrong? No, my friend. Nonsense talk. We know that studies have produced evidence of other studies being wrong. That's not opinion. That's an actual fact. For a very long time, Newtonian physics dominated the theoretical world in respect of the movement of particles. But when Einstein published his theory, it was definitively determined that there were aspects of Newtonian physics that was wrong. Okay, so it says the gentleman presented his opinion on his data. He may have failed to present his methodology, except flaws if presented. But please, data and reports derived from an article. Man, please, y'all, let's move on. Do we have another call on the line? No? Okay, good. This says UB and UE graduate here. Laugh out loud. There you go. This says, the research process does not require you to publish the raw data. The methodology explains how the data was collected and analyzed so that if anyone wants to, they can repeat it. Then reliability and validity of the data collection tool can be confirmed. Absolutely, 100%. See, I'm listening to that person and I can tell that that person understands how scholarly work is conducted. You can tell the difference. It says, Mr. Lang, about the license plate matter. Can we move to do one plate a vehicle, which will double the amount on temporary plates for a 20 days period, if temporary can be extended for 10 days, which makes a 30 day max? Yeah. Do we see why we can't do a single plate? I mean, you know. Every jurisdiction has their preference, but I don't know why it can't be done. This text is very good show as usual. Everything we do, sir, comes down to personal choice. We decide to make and respect we have for, we decide to make and personal choice we decide to make and respect we have for one another. Yeah, absolutely true. You know, at the end of the day, question becomes one of, is there anyone who is going to be told when asked, why you kill that person? Why you shoot that person? Why you beat that person? If they're going to be able to say, oh, well, they made me do it, and that's the end of it. I'm sure there might be circumstances where you feel like somebody forced you to do something, but and for most adult people with sound minds, somebody made me do it is not a valid excuse. That's for sure. We can get angry and frustrated and so forth, but it is clear that in the end, we have choices to make and we make those choices. This person is persistent, but my God, my friend, listen, get out of your emotions and into your reasoning, and you will understand what people are saying very simply when it comes to these research matters, really, because at the end of the day, we're just talking senselessly, and it really don't make much sense at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavar Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a low setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Babe! The car?
I ain't mash the car. The lady run into me mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a call on the line, I understand. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shivago. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm right here, my friend. What's up?
That's great, man. I was talking the crime situation. I only got like, what, 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Chicago, do you know of any rehabilitation center for young men in this country that can help with rehabilitation?
Well, I know that being challenged has had a great deal of success. I know that BASH has had some success, so I know of those two.
Now, as a youngster, I've been rehabilitated through sports. Mm-hmm. Okay, growing up, an older father, I was out of control.
Okay.
I was about 14 years old, and I was put in the Central Police Station for about 2 weeks. Okay? Mm-hmm. And after that, my mother said she can't control me. So they sent me to reform school. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. That was
okay.
The best thing that ever happened to me. Okay, I spent 2 years in reform school. Okay, I learned how to fight in there on the Boston Blackie Miller. When I came out, I was 16. Okay, I came out with a job. Okay, my police record was bad, so they gave me a job in a hotel. I left that job, and then I get rent for another job. They said, go bring a police record. So I didn't return because my police record was scorched. Chicago, I stayed in the sport. And I traveled around the world. And when I was about 20, my record was expunged. And listen to me, when I picked up that police record from, I went to get it from the barracks on East Street. And when they gave me that, and I said it was clean, I run from East Street to Molecule Beach. And I said, Lord, this will not be scorched again.
Mm.
And right now, I'm celebrating my birthday this weekend. I'll be about 53. And Chicago,
wow.
I got 3 boys. I never been to the police station yet.
Wow.
Crime in this country is out of control because the way I feel is no punishment for crime. Listen to me. It's out of control the way young men them are acting today. These school kids got no respect. This country is out of control. Listen to me. It's so sad. Every summer, I try to do boxing summer camps to rehabilitate young men. In Chicago, I did a good job. I can bring you men that I trained when they were 13, 14, and now on the police. They grew up in Fox Hill. Okay, and listen to me, huh? The MP of Fox Hill, in his first term, I didn't get it running in. Okay? And this guy, after that, he never even looked at me. I put it out of my pocket. And I do my summer camp on my own pocket. Okay? I went in Fox Hill. And here I did, I went through the community. I said, we need to come together and try and rehabilitate these young boys. Because if you don't rehabilitate them, they'll be broken in your house, broken in your cars. Chicago, crime is out of control in this country. And presently, I work in the tourism industry. Okay? And listen to me. I'm getting my knees sometime to get tools in my car. Because they are afraid. They said, people said, don't go over the hill. Don't go here. Don't go there. And I encourage the man, the Bahamas is safe. Every country around the world has their own issue with crime. But Chicago, we headed down the wrong road. Listen to me, I'm in the middle of the tourism industry every day. That's how I feed my family. And it's sad. And I have to be showing the tourists my testament. See, man, it's safe to move around. Okay, we got to do something, Chicago. We got to do something.
I hear you, sir, and I appreciate your testimony and witness. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good sense said. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm right here, man. What's up?
Everything's all right. Condolences on the passing of your mother, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wanted to comment on the thing with the young men, but when you were talking about what the statistics show in terms of the young men and their level of education and unemployment, et cetera. But there was something that you said to the gentleman earlier that I found to be very interesting, Mr. Lang. You said something about his testimony or his personal experience cannot be used as some anecdotal thing to prove something or something like that.
Well, if you were listening to me and you want to comment on what I say, you shouldn't be asking me what I said. because you obviously, you're going to have an opinion on something I said. You should know what I said. Otherwise.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to word it properly, Mr. Lang. You know, sometimes you say, see, I didn't want to put it in my own. I was trying to, right. In other words, you were saying that his personal experience means nothing.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. There's nothing you could conclude from what I said that day. What I said was, you and I cannot, on our personal experience, craft definitive statements about how the world works in general. We can't do that. That's what I said. That's what I meant.
Oh, because the reason why, oh, because see, when you said that, my mind.
No, I know when I said, I know where your mind went. That's why
yeah,
I was asking
how,
you.
And how individuals make, use their personal testimony as some, yeah. Like proof or you know what I mean, to say that something is
no,
real.
No, you can only use your personal testimony to say what happened to you.
Yes,
when
sir.
You then when you try to make that a definitive statement of general fact for the world, that's a problem.
Yes, sir. Yes, I agree with that, Mr. Lang. And see, yeah. And because when you were saying to the man that when it comes up to like research that individuals have done, et cetera, then that's a different thing that don't hold up. And see, the thing about it is that I'm going to tie it in with the young men, Mr. Lang. The reason why we have such a problem with our young men, and if you notice that it's not a problem that every society in the world has, you know, so we can look and ask ourselves certain questions as to why it is not that way everywhere in the world. And for me, I'm curious as to why is it that in other cultures, the young men, like in the Muslim culture, in Indian societies, like the young men don't have a problem like getting into God at a young age. You know what I mean? But over here, that's not the case. They're not interested in that. Sometimes
was that always the case, you think, in the Bahamas? Because when you and I were younger, did you think it was still the same way?
To be honest with you, Mr. Lang, growing up in my peers in school, because mm-hmm. you know some of us were forced to go to church, so it wasn't something right. that we like found to be something.
You think in the Muslim culture, the young men have a choice when it comes to going to mosque?
If they have a choice.
They have a choice?
I won't say that. I mean, I can't really speak if they have a choice or not, Mr. Lang, but what I can say is that they seem to not have a problem.
Want to
with
do
going,
it.
Like they look forward to it. It is something that
yeah.
they find pleasure in, that they find,
I agree
you
that.
Know what I mean? Like, that they find some pride in. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, it,
yeah.
it, like they see it as something to they want to be that. But
yeah.
what I'm
even in the Jewish culture, hey.
Yeah, even in the Jewish, even because they look forward to their bar mitzvah or whatever the case may be when they reach a certain age, like it's celebrated, it's something that they do. And I mean that the mm-hmm. young men that they get into, and that serves as a form of discipline, because it gives you a sense of what is off limits. And on top of that too, you are connected with other individuals. So when you go out, it's a group thing. So like bad company reinforced bad actions, good company reinforced good actions. You know, but the point I'm trying to make is that over here we don't have that. But what I want to say to you is that in our younger age, like when I used to get forced to go to church and I used to go to school, the conversations that we used to have about church was, it don't make no sense. You know what I mean? I mean, and a lot of individuals, if they are honest, mm-hmm. when they were younger, they would say, man, that don't make no sense. You know, the kind of, but as we get older and as we get into other areas of life, because when you're in school, you don't have a job, you don't have to worry about certain things. So you could think about certain things. When you get out of school and you start to live life and you have to meet bills and expectations, you have children and all these different things, you don't think about certain things anymore. And then what you do is like certain things just becomes accepted as the way of life, you know. But because see, Mr. Lang, in this society that we face, right? Because you said that the governments are more or less, their hands are tied when it comes to the issue of crime. Right?
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
But you said they can't do nothing about it.
Well, no. What I said was, we don't seem to be able to do anything about it.
Okay, so it seems as if their hands are tied.
Okay, man. No problem.
Okay, so
but you
got
to wrap up for me because
right?
You have to wrap up for me because I got to go to a break.
Yeah, okay. Well, Mr. Lang, the only thing that can save the youth is knowledge of self.
Okay.
All right, so knowledge of self and understanding of God or way of life. Okay, and what we have now is not it.
Okay.
What we have now is not it. And what we have now cannot stand up against researchers who can prove what we're doing right now is incorrect. Because the only thing that people use to justify that book that is questionable is their own personal testimony.
Hmm.
All right, sir? And that's
I got
worth
you,
nothing,
man.
And that's worth nothing. All right?
We need something, Mr. Lang.
We need something, Mr. Lang, that is truth-based, that can stand in the court of law. And you can't take belief into a court of law. And all Christianity is a religion of belief. We need the truth,
Mr.
You. Lang.
I got you, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you need Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This October, Dunkin' Donuts is brewing more than just coffee. We're brewing strength because we're stronger together. Donate at any Dunkin' location to support breast cancer awareness, and we'll match every dollar you give. Together, we're making a real difference for the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. Sip, smile, support. When we stand together, we're stronger together because the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded!
This is the one and only Bam John letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Oh, it's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
It's your boy DJ Rev.
Nina, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Chido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Best of the best.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Wow. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-425-9796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. And if you are in the Family Islands and want to call us, you can call us on 242-300-5720. We have an open line today, so we're basically taking your calls, talking about some stuff. We started a conversation about a couple of things and got into some crime issues and what have you, but we're open to discussing whatever it is that you may want to discuss today. It was intriguing. You know, we have a fairly religious society. We do generally believe in God. We generally believe in the Judeo-Christian God. I didn't say everybody does. I said we generally believe in that. If you ask Bahamians what faith, the faith to which they subscribe, they will more often than not say Christianity. And while they may have embraced different denominational affiliations within the Christian community, Christianity is the faith to which they subscribe. And so even to the most hardened, in quote, person committing crimes, they will tell you they believe in God. And so apparently all the belief in God and Jesus Christ is not sufficient in their circumstances to prevent them from doing what they're doing. Just as may not be sufficient in many of our circumstances to prevent us killing or raping or whatever. We lie, we eat, we steal. Christian people now who believe in God. So that should beg the question from us. Is subscription to a set of beliefs simply enough to curb, to check on? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing?
First time caller here. I got a question for you. When the Privy Council ruled last time concerning the death penalty, the worst of the worst, has any government from that point on forward ever discussed or have an idea of what is the worst of the worst?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, it's been defined in law now. It is in your law.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll just hang up and listen.
In the event that ruling happened, in fact, when we were in office, the Ingram administration, and on the basis of that ruling, the laws of the Bahamas to reflect or define the circumstances on which what the worst of the worst crimes in the Bahamas would be. It's now the law of the Bahamas. If I could quickly find it, I would list them for you, but I don't know that I'll be able to find them right away. But there's definitely in the laws of the Bahamas now a definition of what the worst of the worst is. I think, for instance, killing a police officer is certainly one of them, and premeditatively and so forth like that. I that's what I recall. There's a number of others defined as worst of the worst. Uh, This text says, I paid this is fat, I think. So I paid that late for the first time ever in the whole time of paying that. I thought I would have to pay a fine of like say 100, 200 bucks. That's what my account said when I went to pay it. It charged me a percentage. That's what I think it did. I still don't even have a receipt or anything when I put my payment in. It said it would have, I would have to pay a fine of $100 when it went to paying it. It charged me over $1,000 more. Did the people announce any changes? Because this is crazy. I don't know, to be honest with you, but I do know that the fine for late payments are rarely going up now. I can tell you that I know that to be true. But I thought it was, I think it was like 10% a quarter though. That's what I understand. I think it's like 10% or something of standing for the quarter or something. I don't know. But I don't know if it's $1,000 you paid on what though. So if it's because it depends, you pay $1,000 if percentage of the base amount warrants $1,000, which would be 10% of $10,000 would be $1,000. 10% of $1,000 would be $100. So it really depends on what the base is. It's not the absolute amount that's paid. It's really the base amount that's owed and the period of time for which that is owed. But my understanding, I think it is 10%. And actually, I believe there was, especially in relation to property transactions, I believe there was an increase in the amount for outstanding property and VAT payment. So, but yeah, but on say. So on $7,000, if the payment was late, the percentage would be $700, right? So if it went over that amount, we may miss the announcements. We may miss, first of all, it's a courtesy to give an announcement. But generally what happens is the announcement is in the law change, because that's where the change happens. So when you see the government doing the budget at budget time, like that's when the Minister of Finance is applying these changes, and his announced budget communication or something or publishing the bill is the announcement. Now, did Inland Revenue say anything? I don't know. But generally speaking, what is happening is, and a lot of changes get made during budget time that don't have any particular, you know, what they do publicize? They publicize like reductions in tariff rates, because that's good publicity. But the government don't really go ahead and publish announcements about tax increases and fee increases and so forth and so forth. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, what's up, brother? Line
right here, my friend. What's up?
All is well.
Right here, trying to keep it together. Right.
I was listening to Maurilio concerning this crime for the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. I don't know why these people keep on blaming poisons to this spirit, but trying to wipe out our young men. Them, but brother Lang, what I want to say is right. I hear them as be saying the government, the police force, the families, the community, all them things concerning trying to stop or alleviate the crime, this murder crime and thing where people, young men, them shooting up one another. I want to say to the public again, right? I said it, I think it was last year, I come on your show and I said it, right? Statistics, facts, data, all them things can't help us when it comes to these young men what is partaking in these criminal activities. Number one.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the 70s, I mean in the 60s and in the 70s, even up to the late 80s, do you remember the fear in communities concerning street meetings, church street meetings? Hey, Brother Lang?
I mean, there was a certain, like you were uncomfortable if you wasn't
right.
Doing the right thing when they come in the community preaching up that stuff for sure.
Right.
I remember that.
And what it did was, it put a little fear in the hearts of many young men, so to say. I was one of them. Right? And I know plenty others, because I had a, we had a little group of fellas who used to play ball together up in Mason. And many times we see people come in the area preaching, we saying, oh, somebody can die. So I say that to say this, right? I strongly believe that if the church come together and start hitting the streets like they used to back in that day, back in them days, I strongly believe we'll see some eliminating concerning violence on our, in our communities and things. I strongly believe that the body of God. Let me tell you why I say that. You remember when Paul was going to Damascus? Right?
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus knocked him down, right? What he did?
Mm-hmm.
He turned around his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peter and all of the disciples, them, all them was bad boys. All them was bad boys. But when you have that encounter, when you experience, when you allow the Holy Spirit to move in communities and not in these buildings, watch how little we'll be seeing violence and a bunch of criminal activities taking place. I say it to happen, but what I say it is, we'll see less of it.
I got you, brother.
I strongly believe that.
I got you.
And another thing, what I want to ask you, I hear them talking about this license thing. Like, didn't the minister about 2 months ago or 3 months, a couple months ago, the minister came in the House Assembly and said they have, oh, I think it was about, oh, about 40,000 license plates.
They were
doing them in order, how people should come and collect their license plates. Hello?
That's what he said.
And then the director or the director of what is the name now? The department of that's
Road traffic.
Ready to deal with the license plates then. Road traffic.
Yeah, road traffic.
Right. He was even saying they was calling the names them. Calling the names of the persons them which should come in and get their license plate. And my brother, who was a taxi driver, he told me, say, the people them has come at Bahama and they just bring now all of the taxi drivers them, their license plates them in there.
All right.
So
well,
I hear these people talking.
Many people ain't get caught.
No license, anybody ain't got no license. I don't think the people going for their
okay. Well, if they're not going for their license plate, why are they carrying around these letters?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just saying
okay.
that's what I heard.
Well,
the director,
that's something to look into for sure.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Because I don't think the minister and the director can come on and say that. They brag about it in House Assembly and even Chivago Lang. I mean, the minister, I mean, the, what do you name again? My cousin, Michael Bindad. He was even complimenting them on it. Okay, got the license plates was in, because Gracie Thompson, you know, he used beating them by.
Well, let me ask you a question. If the license plates are available, why is the police still not booking people who have license plates and still have these letters?
Well, Tiago Lang, that's something what they got to deal with. I just seen what I heard.
I got you, brother. I got you. We can look into that. Thanks a lot. We had another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have another caller? No? Okay. Well, I mean, 3 months ago, if the director and the minister said something, and people are still every day on these talk shows raising the issue, well, maybe just say something else. Maybe update people, let them know what's going on, you know, because maybe they missed a vibe. It helps. Okay, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day again, Mr. Lang. You and the caller said that the minister said that these 30,000 plus license plates were on order, didn't she?
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
On order.
So this, if it's on order, does not mean it's in
40,000 in hand. And so I don't.
She didn't say in hand. She said that on order.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. I didn't hear they have 40,000 plates. I heard the comment that they were said. We said that they were on order.
Okay, so that still would show why the people didn't have it, because they didn't reach it.
Yep.
Think about it. If you're telling me it's on order, does that mean you have it in your hand? That means you place an order for it.
Yeah.
Tell me when it's going to be here.
Yeah.
When it reached, let us know that it reached. The few that they had to give out. Well, probably some that they had previously.
Before, that's true. That's true. Possibly.
So 20,000 on order does not mean it's in hand. It just means I went and I placed an order for it.
I agree with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It says, I have had my bonded license for 2 years, lost the front one, still nothing. 2 years. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, bless it, Mr. Lang. I'd go.
Right here, man. What's up?
Yeah, I try. You're listening, Len, but I just wanted to squeeze this in. Just related to not the last call and talk about the street meetings, etc. But I remember, like, about 20 something years ago, I had a conversation. You know, Mr. Rodney Monker was always walking around in the inner city. Many people in the inner city would know that, and he would come through there, and he would talk with us. You know what I mean? And so outreach programs like that. It's not just the church president and community preaching, but I actually walk around and. Like an interaction type, you know what I mean, Mr. Lang? And then, to be honest with you, the gentleman, you know, that would help, but we have to look at the source of the problem. Here's where the problem lies, Mr. Lang. A lot of young guys, and you listen to Scoogey sometimes, you know, when they have already killed someone, right, Mr. Lang, and they go to jail and they slap up, and they come on the road, people want to see them, like they say, it's somebody, family, somebody you killed. So, I heard that one of the guys who they ran for, the other day, you stepped, and I heard he ran straight to the police station. So the police is not our enemies. So what I'm saying is, we have to intervene to get it before it reaches that. Because when you already killed someone, Mr. Lang, a lot of people ain't hearing. You could be carrying the cross. You understand what they say, Mr. Lang? So you got to understand the mentality that the youth have now. This anger, that's a compounding factor as far as anger and all. When you kill someone's family, so because our lives value nothing, and we're not teaching self-actualization and self-worth. It has to be, Mr. Lang, because our lives value nothing. Not even to the police officers. Our lives value nothing, Mr. Lang. I mean, not me and you personally or some individuals. You see what I'm saying? It has to be self-actualization. Bless him,
Yeah, man. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God's best life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.